Hello, lovely listeners, and good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Jill. Good morning, everyone. Again, it's Jill and Kim here with One Harmonic Whole. We had some intense energies coming through this morning. Well, and yesterday. It's kind of trickling in today. And the intensity, it like almost feels like it comes out of blue and it just hits you. Oh,
Yeah,
and
we were chatting before this call, as we do often, to really like hone in on the message, the energies of the day, the message that's like, the cream that rises to the top, if you will.
yeah.
And as we were chatting, like kind of quietly, Kim says, "When intensity strikes," and I was like, "That's it, Kim. That's like we had had this couple, if the last few weeks, we had had some really intense energy, and then it got calm, and all of a sudden yesterday, out of the blue," which is one of my favorite things, just out of the blue. Whenever things happen out of the blue, there's something to really pay attention to. But out of the blue, intensity struck.
Yes. And it was, I wanted to go into judge it. Well, not even judge it. I'm going to scratch that word. I'm going to say analyze.
Ah, yeah. Overanalyze.
And that's what I started doing very quickly. When these things that came up very intense, like I'm just going to, I'll share mine because I don't mind sharing. I woke up and I felt fine. And I felt fine. I was tired, but that's normal. And then I reached over to grab my phone, look at the time, and this is me in the morning. I open it up so then I can quick look on Facebook, see if there's anything on Facebook right away. And instantly my head just like somebody just jabbed my head in the inside, and then behind my eyes hurt horribly. Oh, I was like, whoa. And it was like an instant migraine. And I had to drop my phone, close my eyes, and I sat there and I started overanalyzing all the situations that it could possibly be. What did I see on Facebook? Was there a message on Facebook that I seen that really irritated me? Is it the EMFs? What is it? And then it just got to be where your eyes are still strained. Your muscles are not woken up yet. You're not, and now you want me to use all these eye muscles. You're straining your eye muscles to look at all the things that are coming on Facebook, which on Facebook or any social media can be intense. So
And your
it's just
body's
like,
literally not even awake yet.
yeah. And I just threw it into an intense situation and it reacted with intensity. And I had to laugh. I could not laugh in that situation. Okay. But in my head, I'm like, oh my goodness, it's so simple. I just set my phone down. I had my eyes closed for a little bit and I really did not go back on my phone in the morning. I let myself get up, do all my things, and guess what? It totally tamed down on its own. I didn't have to take any sort of, say, ibuprofen or Tylenol or nothing like that to curb it down. And it tamed down very quickly because I didn't go, what was straining my eyes? And this is where the intensities of stuff, I didn't ask for the intensity, but
Yeah,
I put
because
myself.
you went, I mean, just to frame that, you intensity went from like near migraine to mild. Is that
Just
correct?
an,
Like,
yep,
is it
just a
even a
dull
mild
little, right? You
dull?
can tell that you can tell you had something going on, but there's no pain. There's really nothing. It's like a 1 out of 10. You're like, oh, yep, I remember that. Okay. It's very, very quick on it can change when you just stop and stop judging it. I'm like, oh shit, I'm getting a migraine. Oh shit, this happened again. Ugh.
Yeah, all the analysis and all the mental activity around it just is like adding fuel to the fire. It just like made it more intense and it amped up the pain even as that inner process was going. And it's a little wild because when intensity strikes, it can happen so fast that it can be kind of we can have such reactions that come out from our bodies in form of pain and in our minds in the form of like, overanalysis, or my case, one thing that happens to me a lot when intensity strikes me is my mental state can just like spin off, or it can make me kind of dizzy. I can like lose my footing and not feel grounded or here. And so it becomes very like difficult to like stay with an experience, if you will. It's like, oh, I'm getting pulled off.
Yeah.
Like on some wild, not fun ride. But it's like when we unpack that, take a deep breath. You have to just set it all down.
Yep.
Set the analysis down. You have to set the pain down, the reaction to the pain, the judgment of the pain, the what was it, the analyzing, the spinning. We literally just have to set it all down. And I'm getting almost like a different dizzy, like a relief dizzy in my head where I start floating. I'm like, okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Part of it is, we don't necessarily, I can feel this part of my head that actually, like, it's like we have this intense desire to understand the intensity.
Yes.
Which is not the point.
Yes. It's crazy how there's something with the vibration where people are inadvertently, it's on a subconscious level. We are asking for things to almost be intense for us to see or realize a situation. It's like if things were calm around us, and sometimes we don't see the, I'm just going to say messages. We don't get to experience what we are trying to find the answers for.
Yeah.
And so it's almost like we're asking, and I've done this, or I've asked like, Let's get things going. Like, I want to know the answer now. Like, and then when it hits you, then you're like, oh my God, I don't want that. It's like, well, you asked for things to get done quicker. You didn't want this to linger on. So you asked for it. I'm like, oh my gosh, but I didn't ask for this. Well, inadvertently, we are asking for things to be a little bit more intense, but we can use it as a positive. We can shift the negative view of intensity into a positive.
Yeah, and it's, I want to put it more in like a win or lose.
Yeah, yep.
Because it's like you asked for it, but you thought you were going to get the information in a way that you win, which is in a way that you like, which would be in a way that you would judge as good, right? And you didn't. You got the intensity, but you lost.
Yep.
Because it came in a way you didn't like. And we have to be willing. Oh my God, we've got to be willing to, and I want to air quote it, lose.
Yeah.
Because it's not really even losing. It's just going a direction we don't like, but we're filtering it like it's like we're losing.
Yep.
You know, I didn't ask for a headache. Well, but in a way, you kind of did, because it's the only way you've allowed this information to come through to you.
Yep.
Because you've shut off every other, like, avenue recently, so you kind of did.
And it just tells me, when I stopped and set everything down and you just listen to the body, and I could feel, and I went, and it went right to my eyes. I was like, oh, what? And I wanted to, you know, analyze, like I said, what did I see on Facebook? It's like, no, it's not about what you've seen. It's literally all the movement of your eyes. So it's just, it's basic muscle strain. Had nothing to do with what I was seeing.
There wasn't this big intensity to understand it and to analyze it. That's the that's like the misplaced. That's the intensity that struck.
Yep.
You know, really. The other stuff came up out of the blue and kind of on a dime turned. And then the strike was when there's this intense drive to understand it, to analyze it, to overanalyze it, to figure it out, to spin off and all. It's like, oh my gosh. A bad habit.
Mm-hmm. You know, I know, Joel, the winning, losing, the intensity. Like when you lose, that's a great opportunity to look back and, okay, kind of reflect, like, what went wrong in the situation? It's not about what went wrong. It's more like, oh, what was I not paying attention to within, say, my body or the surrounding areas? So you get to ask more questions, actually, and you can have a little bit more fun with it, or you could be like, wow, like, I just played a really cool game. I need to honor the game that I just played, whatever whatever game it is. Like, oh, so are losers.
Right? Now, I'm not a very big sports person, so if there's anyone out there that knows sports, forgive me because I'm going to try this. But, yeah, you know, it's just funny. But when two sports teams play, one's going to win and one's going to lose. They know that going into the game. That's what makes it a game. And they play intensely to win. But when they lose, you know, they don't sit down and throw a tantrum like a two-year-old generally. What they do is they tend to look at the replays. And they're not overanalyzing it, but they are looking at it to learn something. They're looking for a kernel that tells them something that can help them play the game on a different level the next time.
Yes.
That's what I hear you saying. It's like, look at it and see what you can get from it so you can play the game on a different level the next time.
Yep. That's what's happening.
Mm. And then it goes quiet. So there you go.
Wow. It turned on a dime.
It did. It did. It's like, all right, message done. And scene.
Love it. Whew. Thank you, Jill. Yeah. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for listening. It's Friday, so we're going to wish you a good weekend. And a lot of fun playing with this intensity on a dime. And what can you learn from it, right? What can we learn? How can we take it to the next level? I like that one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Kim. Thanks again.
Yeah. Ooh, thank you.
Until next time.